started in here.
Go tune them in. You should listen. They always speak their minds. You know they'll be kind. They'll be guided. And true, they are live now. There's no other show to take. You won't make a mistake. They'll be guiding you. Justice and Drew, they are magic. Nothing can stand.
Five FM. Good morning, and welcome to your Monday edition of Justice and Drew. Back from the long holiday weekend. I am Drew. That guy's name is John.
It's like it's always the Christmas vacation preview.
Yeah,
like for it's the teaser
to the Christmas break
to the Christmas break, and it was quite enjoyable. Had enjoyed the days off. Glad to be back here in studio this morning.
Very much.
Very concerned about the transformer that's going to attack us.
No, that's not a transformer.
It's a transformer.
Omnicron.
It's Omnicron.
Omnicron is coming.
Can we just? It's a transformer. Omnicron. I'm already tired of it.
I know. I was tired of it the first time I saw it. The Omnicron variant has been detected in South Africa.
Well, and the memes have already, like, the memes of people not caring have already started. I mean, it was like that quick. Like the correlation between the immediate rise of Omnicron and concern is matched in the correlation to the people going, it's another variant. Calm the hell down, yeah. Everybody.
And the early reports out of South Africa were that, you know, it's pretty mild.
Yeah.
It might be more contagious. It's pretty contagious, and it seems to be resisting the vaccines, at least the vaccines that are available in South Africa so far.
Yeah,
and I don't know how those...
We don't know much of anything yet. But
Joe Biden...
Freak out!
Joe Biden shut down travel
to
African countries while he was enjoying Thanksgiving at a billionaire's mansion in Nantucket.
Yep.
And our friends on the left had no comment about that.
Yeah, New York City issued a warning. Survey's freaking out. Brett, you worried about the transformer coming against?
I'm just thinking that it's not so much a transformer, but it's the MacGuffin that you have to get in order in a Transformers.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean? It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
a little
yeah.
square.
Yeah.
This guy
you know?
With, the, yeah, with the movie.
That's actually really you're right.
You it's have like to if return it was, the Omnicron.
Yeah, it
to
was
its
like,
own dimension.
That's like the next
one point, Brent. Right.
The next Transformers
I'm
movie.
That in on Friday.
It's the Autobots and the Decepticons all going after the Omnicron.
Yeah. That's the, yeah. Nice MacGuffin.
Thank
ref.
You.
That was good.
All right.
That was a good pull.
Yeah. Sam not being here. You've stepped up early. Way to go.
I set the bar high.
Prepping all weekend for that moment. Yeah, all weekend long he's like, I know they're going to ask me about the Omnicron. All right, here's what I'm going to say.
This is what I got. This is what I got for him. And I bet John will probably make some sort of Transformers reference because I think he does that a lot. So, yeah, way to go, man.
Thank you.
Good pull. On the show today, a lot of Omicron talk, including we have actual audio from the woman, the doctor that found it, who's like, as Drew said, he's like, yeah, well, it's just, you know, it's kind of mild.
Pretty mild.
Pretty mild, yeah. Stuff. That's not to say it couldn't be bad.
If you've gotten a cold in the last year, then you know what to expect from Omicron.
My gosh, man.
Basically.
Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty, he will join us at 7 o'clock this morning. We have another poll showing the Democrats' latest choices of who they would want to see replace Biden in the 2024 election, or
not in the 2028 election.
No, certainly not that one. No,
because even Democrats don't think he should run again.
No. I mean, maybe even before the 2024 election. who knows at this point in time?
Can we just go ahead and have another one?
And then Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings, will be joining us in the studio at 8 o'clock. We were playing so well, and it was so evenly matched, and then just, you know.
That's every game.
A couple of mistakes, and, you know, Dalvin Cook goes down, and the wind just right out of our sails, man.
My working theory right now is this Vikings series is the Fast and Furious movie franchise. Because every game is essentially like the same script.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you got your highs and your lows and your ups and your downs, and it's very exciting and it's action packed and it's right up until the end, and then something really inexplicable happens.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
I'm with you.
That doesn't really make any sense.
No. You just
accept it because it's a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. And it just, it usually derails.
Right.
Everything. And just.
Problem is, the Vikings fans are the bad guys in the movie.
Yeah.
We always end up disappointed in the end.
So unfortunate. It was such a fun game up until just that ending. And then we even had 2 minutes. Okay, let's do this. And No. You were getting it done. You were getting it done the whole game.
Brett,
you're just. Yeah,
pushing it, Brett.
Yeah.
I had the bar high, and now it's back down to where
you're taking
belongs.
Away the Omicron points. Yeah. Rather quickly from you this morning.
Brett is in because our lovely, talented, radiant Samantha is in Vegas trying to become Miss Rodeo of the Universe or something to that effect.
Trying just enough.
To get, like, into the top five.
Which means she's probably going to win.
But not win.
Because, you know, there's a lot attached to winning this title. And I think she's like 50-50, like she wants to. But at the same time, if she doesn't, she's going to be like, it's fine. I don't. And which means she's probably going to win. Because she's just going to be so casual about the whole thing. Did you see, if you go to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com and the Justice and Drew page, you can see it there for yourself. And also, there'll be links tweeted out. But, you know, they drove there. Because they had too much.
I have an update on that.
Okay, they drove there because they had too much stuff. But she, there's a photo of her standing in front of the hotel in front of all the stuff they brought. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's an entire luggage rack full of boxes and boxes and boxes.
Insane.
And boxes. Her wardrobe for the week.
Wow.
She didn't drive.
No, I know she didn't. No, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
you got the update.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't think she wasn't driving at all. It was going to be her.
I'll explain.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, no, there's more than that.
Oh, okay. I mean, I knew she was going with people.
Right.
But there's another story. Okay, well, let's stop because we have what we believe would have been Sam's top five coming up, including the Smash and Grabs have arrived here in Minnesota. We'll tell you what happened on Black Friday as we dive into Sam's top five here on Twin Cities News Talk. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM, Justice and Drew. Brett filling in for Sam while she competes in Vegas for the Miss Rodeo America. If you go to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com and the Justice and Drew page, a couple of posts there where you can show your daily support or a day support for Sam while she's there. It's, I don't know how long. There's roses involved and sending them there and messages, and I don't know if it means any difference of her winning anything, but there's things you can do to help support her.
Yeah, she is. She's denied, like, all digital access during the week. Like, they take their phones away. She can't get on the internet, read email. So she's completely cut off.
Why?
I don't know. Who knows? The pageants are weird. I've never gotten pageants. I've never understood the appeal of pageants. It's just never been a thing that has has made any sense to me whatsoever. So don't ask me questions about why pageants work in the way that they do.
I wonder if it's because they, that way you avoid all self-promotion. That way you can't, you're not able to go and, you know, if you happen to be somebody who's good at influencing and stuff like that, you know, there's no extra advantage if you're out there posting stuff online. And, you know, I depending on how the voting goes, I don't know how the, I don't know how that works.
That seems like the most,
you know,
real, like, logical reason.
Unless it's just part of cruelty.
Or it's a cult.
It's
just some weird cult.
You know, they didn't have these things back in cowboy days. So you can't have them now.
You have to eat nothing but beans cooked over a small fire right? all week.
Now I want to know. Why didn't we ask? I don't know why. I don't know why we never asked.
I did.
Did you ask?
Yeah.
And did she offer?
She didn't have a good answer either.
She didn't know either.
Like, I don't know.
She doesn't. She doesn't care.
Right? Maybe they're just partying the whole time, like it's a golf trip. Like, yeah, they take away your phones. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know, honey.
I can't answer those emails. I don't know.
Darn.
I guess we'll find out when they
you can
back.
Send the contestants an email like through the rodeo site, which is linked on the show page at Justice and Drew at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. You can send an email to the contestants and they will print them up and bring them to the contestants each day. So if you want to send Sam a message of support or roses or something like that, you can do all of that through the website, the Miss Rodeo website.
And you can find all that at on the Justice and Drew page at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com.
I sent her an email each day. Like, I already wrote an email out each day.
Did you?
And it's gonna send to her and automatically. Oh. And they're complete nonsense. It's just a bunch of words.
I already miss you today. Brett kept playing the Vikes horn during the fight.
But he did have a very good Transformers joke. Now I'm gonna have to send like at least one, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I did the posts. I don't know. I guess I thought that would be no one to send.
It's not a competition, John.
I know. Now I just feel bad. Now I just feel like I need to send something. You know what we could do?
We could jump into what we believe would have been.
We should do that.
Sam's top five for a Monday.
Number one.
Two Minnesota Best Buy stores were hit by large group thefts. These flash mob thefts that are popping up all around the country right now.
I miss the old flash mobs.
I know, right?
Let's bring the old flash mobs back. These ones suck.
Can you just do a stupid dance that I hate? That'd be great. Police are investigating after large groups of people stole from two Twin Cities Best Buy stores on Black Friday. According to Burnsville police, at about 8 p.m., a group of 20 to 30 people ran into the Best Buy store and stole several items. Police say no force was used, no weapons were displayed, and the suspects were gone by the time the police arrived. The theft is still under investigation. Now, according to Maplewood police, right about the same time, officers responded to the Best Buy store on County Road D on a report on a theft in progress. When they arrived, they learned that a large group of approximately 10 to 12 adult and juvenile suspects entered the store at the same time and worked together to steal multiple high-value items in a grab-and-run theft. And the suspects were already gone by the time the officers arrived on scene.
Yeah, and this is the same thing that we saw happen in California, and we're going to get into a little bit more of this with other places where it happened on Black Friday over the weekend coming up next hour, including some audio from CNN of the anchors very confused as to why this would be happening before actually going saying exactly why it's happening. But you know, you know they're probably wearing masks when they go in.
Sure.
Right? When this happens. And they're organized. I mean, I'm venturing a guess that these two different groups worked together. This was one big group that divided to conquer. They split up, they decided we're gonna hit this one and we're gonna hit this one. They know, I mean, it's like you see in a movie. They probably don't know the response time of police officers, but they know if they get in and out within 30 seconds to a minute, they're probably gonna be able to get away with everything that they wanted to get away with.
They could probably go 5, maybe even close to 10 minutes. Honestly, you know, by the time the store employees realize what's going on, make the call to the police, have to respond. I mean, that's, you know, you've got several minutes to work with in there. And if you know what you're going for, you know, and you know what you want, you go right to those sections, you can get in and out of there pretty quick, and there's not much anybody can do about it.
And it's one of those things where you go, well, boy, you know, why haven't people done this sooner? You know, I mean, this is not the first time.
No,
I know, but we've certainly seen a resurgence
of this.
It's become a bit of a trend. Now it's becoming a trend, and it's because people can see that they're getting away with it. And there's a lot of different reasons for this. You can thank the left, you can thank the defund the police movement, you can thank the way that we've decriminalized a lot of low felony crimes and all of that that are contributing to this, and these stores are suffering, and someone's gonna get hurt. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Someone's gonna get hurt because people inside the stores are going to become more aware, and there's going to be somebody working that is going to decide that, hey, I want to try to stop this, and someone's going to end up getting hurt.
Yep, there's going to be either a store employee or someone within the store, and next time this happens, or, you know, down the road at some point, somebody's going to stand up and be like, screw this.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's got to try and stop them, and either that person or one of the burglars is going to end up getting hurt.
Number two.
An advisory panel of the World Health Organization classified on November 27, 2021, a worrying new COVID-19 variant detected in South Africa as highly transmissible virus of concern, naming it Omicron under its Greek lettering system. And we'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour because they decided to sort of leapfrog over a couple of other ones.
They skipped a letter.
They did. They skipped two.
I wonder why.
They skipped two letters.
It's got to be a good reason.
Yeah, well, you know, can't make China mad. The U.S. State Department has issued a level 4 do not travel advisory to South Africa and 7 nearby countries amid the new Omicron. I can't help but say it that way.
Well, yeah, how else
I can't
are you
help
supposed to say it?
Omicron variant spreading throughout the region. The new warning comes as the WHO designated Omicron's variant as a variant of concern. Originally, the Omicron variant was first reported by the WHO from South Africa on November 24th. South Africa has experienced a steep increase in COVID-19 infections recently, and the health agency says this includes this particular variant. They have a list of all the different places where there has been put in place a level 4 do not travel advisory from the U.S. State Department that went in on Saturday, and then Biden announced a statement on Friday that, as we mentioned earlier, he is restricting travel from South Africa and 7 other countries due to the Omicron variant.
Right, which, of course, made the entire internet go back and find all the tweets from Biden and Harris and Pelosi and everybody else. When President Trump issued the travel warning, every single one of them were quick to jump on Twitter and jump on TV and call it racist. And it's not based on any sort of national security threat. It's not based on any health risks. It's just based on hate. Every single one of them. Like, they couldn't even be bothered to delete those tweets.
Nope.
When President Biden did the exact same thing, made the exact same decision, made it from a billionaire hedge fund manager's mansion in Nantucket, where he was enjoying his Thanksgiving. But at no point did any of these same people go, gosh, this President Biden, he sure does hate brown people.
Well, and you even had the World Health Organization came out and said that these were unproductive. They even came out on when Biden and ended up doing this in New York. I mean, New York was a little bit different. They just put in a warning to make sure that they were prepared for this whole thing. But they even said, look, we just need to keep an eye on what's happening. This is another variant. We've had variants before. These travel restrictions are not helping the situation, and it's just causing more panic and concern. It's sad when the World Health Organization acts more rational than world leaders do, for crying out loud.
It's rare.
We have a little bit more on this, what you need to know about the Omicron variant, and more of Sam's Top 5 coming up on Justice and 5. Justice and Drew on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM, as we work through what we believe would have been Sam's top five this morning. This will be happening all week long as she is in Las Vegas competing for Miss Rodeo America. And you can, of course, show your support for our producer by going to TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com and the Justice and Drew page. Hit the links there, and you can send her emails and roses every day. And
right. All sorts of stuff.
Shower her with affection through the mail.
And potato chips. And
sure.
Popcorn, probably send her some popcorn.
Oh, I'm gonna like those tins, like the tins of the popcorn. Like,
she likes
those Christmas time. Can you get that? And peanut butter. She loves peanut butter. She sent lots of stuff to peanut butter. we were talking. We were on number two, talking Omicron. What you need to know about the Omicron variant. And you know what? I'm not going to read it because we don't know much about it. And you know, there's just it's a new variant, and it could be more contagious. And what we know so far is it's pretty mild.
Yep.
Channel 5 did say Peter Borenstein. I'll share this with you though. A physician at St. Paul's Infectious Disease Associates. He told Channel 5 the new COVID-19 Omicron variant is something that should be taken seriously and watched closely. He says, definitely not a cause for panic, but it's a variant of concern and not a variant of panic. For all we know, it already could be circulating in the U.S., and we just don't know it because we have not been looking for it yet. And as you can see, they're looking for it in Europe, and they've been finding it.
Yep.
So I guess it would not be surprising to see a few cases of Omicron here in the U.S. in the next couple of weeks. Canada, this morning, actually, I was reading that Canada had found Omicron. Someone had the Omicron in Canada.
Yeah, and someone probably has it in the United States. In fact, hundreds of people are probably carrying it in the United States right now and everywhere else, because that's how variants and viruses work.
Borenstein said, even though there's only been a relatively small sample size in South Africa and Europe, the early information has shown the new Omicron variant does not appear to cause the infected people to get sicker than those who have contracted other forms of the COVID-19 virus. It's quite possible our current vaccines do not hold up well against the Omicron variant, but you also have to remember that the current vaccines are not designed for either the Alpha or Delta variants, and those vaccines have worked against Alpha and Delta. And look, we're not scientists here, but you can kind of extrapolate a situation that might be occurring, and that might be that we've seen a lot of breakthrough doing that thing with my fingers cases, right? People that have been vaccinated then ended up getting it and testing positive. We still don't have much information in terms of coverage of the severity of when they get sick. Be that as it may, we know that, you know, hospitals have been filling up, more people have been getting COVID who have been vaccinated. It could just be a combination of the two. It could be Omicron's been sort of infecting people because it's more contagious, while at the same time, a lot of individuals that got the vaccine, you know, relatively early, you know, they haven't gotten a booster, and they ended up getting this one here because their vaccine potency is waning. I mean, again, that we're not scientists, but that seems to make sense to me.
Sure. But knowing what we know about how viruses work, all of that checks out.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Joe Biden's coming to Minnesota.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, well, actually, I take that back. My son cares because he wants to see Air Force One.
Oh, well.
Okay, then that's the only...
We'll allow that.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be a heck of a lot easier for him to see Air Force One with Biden coming to town than it was for Trump.
Yeah, because nobody shows
because up. Because nobody's going to show
nobody
up,
shows
for,
up
Biden.
For Biden.
No.
Anywhere.
No.
President Joe Biden will visit Minnesota tomorrow to champion the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that is projected to bring billions to the state of our money. The White House announced on Friday that Biden will make a trip to Rosemont. Biden has already visited other parts of the United States to tout the infrastructure law as Democrats try to maintain their control of Congress in next year's midterm elections. The visit comes at a trying time during the first year of the Democrats' presidency, with the economy and the coronavirus pandemic continuing to be major issues. Yeah. No. He broke them.
Yeah.
He broke the economy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he did that.
And while the economy is laying on the floor of the Oval Office in five or six pieces, he's stomping on it with both feet to break it even further.
And his approval ratings are dipping even lower now. Lower than the lowest rated governor, and it's dipped below 30 in 17 states.
Lower than the lowest rated governor.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty low rated governors out there. Looking at you, Tim Jong-Walls.
Did you see over the weekend too? And whatever. I don't care that much. This is kind of going to be a running theme throughout the show this morning, and it's kind of a running theme throughout every show about how Democrats don't really care about the things that they say they care about. They only care about those things for the way that it can benefit them. But he was out shopping or something over the weekend inside a store that had a big gotta wear a mask inside. He's in there just all smiling, no mask on. It's like, you guys just don't care. No. You don't give a rip.
They don't care that their progressive president is enjoying Thanksgiving in Nantucket at a billionaire's mansion. All things they would have chastised any Republican for. They don't care that their oh-so-progressive liberal president instituted a travel ban on African countries when just a year or so ago, when President Trump issued a travel travel ban. It was called a hate travel ban, and it was just to keep brown people out, and it was all about white supremacism. Every single one of these people tweeted about it and had nothing to say when President Biden issued the exact same orders. They don't care. They only care when a Republican does it. When a Democrat does it, it's fine. It's great. A Republican and a Democrat could do the exact same thing, and they would get infuriated at the Republican, and they would just turn a blind eye to the Democrat.
I hope people are waking up, and I you know, through all the pain of the economy, as we've, you know, as we talked about on the show and talked about last week, you know, I can't help but wonder if even those on the even a large group of those on the left are sitting back going, this isn't right, man. This isn't what's happening here. Isn't, I mean, I guess it's showing in the projections when we look at the elections next year. It's certainly showing in the polling as well. So I think what I'm talking about is less anecdotal. There's evidence of it, but man, talk about buyer's remorse. I hope if you voted for Biden, I hope you have buyer's remorse.
You should.
I really do.
Number 4.
From the Star Tribune, the Brooklyn Center City Council is considering whether to authorize the city manager to call a curfew when a verdict arrives in the trial of Kimberly Potter, the police officer charged with manslaughter and the death last spring of Dante Wright. The council members discussed the proposed emergency ordinance at the meeting last week, but postponed the decision and agreed to take it up again today. To grant authority to the city manager, the council must be unanimous. Members expressed uncertainty about how to balance the exercise of free speech by possible protesters with public safety and the protection of businesses against looting and vandalism. The main objective is to strike a balance between individuals that would like to express whether opinions they have, to express their opinions of the trial while maintaining a peaceful environment, said one council member.
Yeah, good luck.
This is a hopefully.
Err on the side of caution, guys.
Yeah, do
institute
that.
Institute the curfew. Err on the side of caution. I mean, we've seen example after example after example in the last year and a half. It only takes a moment for a quote unquote peaceful protest to turn into an absolute riot with burning and looting. And, you know, look, everybody's got a right to free expression, but that doesn't mean that right extends to you being able to express yourself in a large group of people anywhere you want at any time under any circumstances. Governments do have the right to step in and go, all right, this gathering is getting out of hand. It's getting too big. Here's an order to disperse. And that does not violate anybody's First Amendment rights.
No, I'm with you. I imagine it's tough for them because they're probably weighing, if they're smart, you know, they're probably weighing this against, well, if we do enact a curfew, are we inviting individuals to try to come and break that curfew? You know what I mean? I maybe that's not a part of their calculation. Maybe it really just is the free speech matter, but I am with you.
Yeah.
Err on the side of caution. Put a curfew in place.
Yeah, it definitely.
Number 5.
Matthew McConaughey has decided to not run for Texas governor.
No!
I mean, we all wanted that, right? We all wanted to see that.
Yeah, kind of did.
Yeah.
Kind
of
did.
I'm just out of curiosity, but anything else.
I loved the way that, hat tip to the Hollywood Reporter for saying it up front. The vast majority of articles I saw this morning were just Matthew McConaughey has made a decision on whether or not he'll run for governor.
Clickbait.
Yeah, I was just like, just say what it was.
I know, right?
Just
how hard is that?
Say what it was.
The Oscar winner announced on his Instagram account on Sunday that elected office was, quote, a path I'm choosing not to take at this moment. And that he wants to focus on serving the people of his home state in ways other than pursuing public office. That's good because, honestly, if your idea is that you want to serve, you know, right now entering public office is probably one of the least effective ways that you can actually go and do that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The actor said he would continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders, establishments that I believe are creating pathways for people to succeed in life, organizations that have a mission to serve and build trust while also generating prosperity. That's the American dream. You way to say it, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, way to go there.
I like it. I'm happy with this decision.
Yeah, I don't know anything about his politics. I don't know what he thought about.
I'm sure he's a liberal.
Yeah, he probably would very much act like he was sort of a moderate liberal until he got into office, and then he would,
right. Then you get co-opted by the Beto squad.
Yeah, more than likely. So continue to send him scripts because it sounds like he's still going to be acting.
And I enjoy watching him in movies.
So, I do.
You know, the more things that Matthew McConaughey days and the happier I am, I suppose.
University of Michigan and Arizona State University researchers and alumni published an op-ed in Scientific American this fall, making the case against the use of the term Jedi for describing programs that promote justice, equality, diversity, and inclusion due to its ties with Star Wars.
And we talked about this when the group wanted to appropriate the name Jedi
right.
to cover their work. You know, we covered this on the show when that group first popped up and they started using Jedi to describe their social justice efforts. And now they're saying, no, don't use Jedi because, I don't know, whatever, some stupid woke reason.
Yeah, because it's dumb. The researchers argued the acronym's association with Jedi characters in the blockbuster franchise is problematic because the name Jedi, Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, can inadvertently associate our justice work with stories and stereotypes that are a galaxy far, far away from the values of justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion. Well, okay.
So Star Wars isn't woke enough.
Pretty much.
For these people. Like, Star Wars is just and the whole Disney franchise and all of the things that are associated with Star Wars, they are not woke enough, so using Jedi is inappropriate in their mind.
Not the Sith, okay. Jedi, no right, way. Right. We're not saying for that.
Not everyone was taking the criticism seriously. Executive director of the Speech First to Cherish Trump is that right? Therese Trump? Whatever. Told Campus Reform that she thought the article was satire when she first saw it. The article proposed that the term should be approached with great caution, if not eliminated entirely. And they had five different reasons. So they say Jedi is an inappropriate mascot for social justice work. Star Wars conflates alienness and non-whiteness because non-human species are characterized with racial stereotypes. So, Drew, you're right. It wasn't woke enough. The use of the term would contribute to corporate capital. Yeah. Using the acronym would give Disney free advertising, which would commodify and cheapen social justice work.
Okay.
Jedi threatens the inclusion, as those who are not Star Wars fans or are unfamiliar with the film may feel alienated by the term. Jedi also distracts from meanings of justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion due to its tendency to evoke imagery. Responding to the article, the executive board member at ASU and the College Republicans, Clay Robinson, said, when our universities should be instructing solutions to the world's greatest problems, we are wasting our time focusing on correcting absurdities in pop culture that do nothing to improve society.
Yep. He's right.
Yeah.
He's right. You know, the universities should be researching solutions to the world's greatest problems, but they're not. They're policing speech. You know, that's all they're doing. They're running around policing everybody's speech and trying to make sure that nobody ever gets their feelings hurt.
I don't care what their reasons are. I think that they pushed really hard to find reasons. I think at the end of the day, they kind of went like, you know, we really shouldn't be.
This whole Jedi thing is dumb. Let's figure out how to nuke it.
We're going to make more people mad than we are happy. Right. And this is probably not the best idea to do this.
I want to meet the person who went to the rally and was like, you know what? I'm going to buy Disney Plus. Just because of this. Like, the idea that it's...
You made me want to watch Rogue One.
Yeah, how that is helping the corporate dollar is hilarious. I want to talk to that person.
Yeah, it was stupid to begin with, and I'm glad that they, I won't say came to their senses, yeah. But...
You should just go with,
nice
like,
pun there.
Safety, inclusion, trust, and happiness. That should be their motto. Safety, inclusion, trust, and happiness.
Okay, I got you. Safety, inclusion, yeah.
And then it can be Sith.
Yeah. Because the Sith deal in absolutes.
Only Sith deal in absolutes.
Yeah. There's kind of a problem with that line.
Yeah. It's kind of a dumb line.
Yeah, kind of.
George.
I kind of had an issue with that. Which is really interesting because George actually had quite a bit of wokeness in his movies. He was smart enough to not...
Hammer you in the face.
Yeah, he was smart enough to not, you know, sort of, because like the whole in Return of the Jedi, that whole end battle was supposed to evoke like Vietnam. That was his whole.
Oh, really?
This
is the first time.
Oh, you didn't know this? Yeah. No, in several interviews, George Lucas had said that when he came up with the battle with the Empire and the Ewoks, in his mind he was evoking Vietnam at the time, and he in the way that whole thing played out, and of course in the. In the prequel trilogy, I mean, the prequel trilogy is filled with political references. Most people don't.
Yeah.
Like, so Newt Gunray was Newt Gingrich.
Right.
Right. You knew that, right? And then the whole, by the time you get to Revenge of the Sith, there's a lot of play on, you know, what happened within 9/11 and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and the Bush years and all of
that. You're either with me or against me.
If you want to upset Star Wars fans, you should make it safety, accuracy, and non-discrimination. There you go.
Safety, accuracy.
Why are you making me write stuff out?
Sand.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good.
That was good. Yeah. Well, and of course, the most famous.
Gets everywhere.
The most famous line from. Not the most famous line, but the. This is how liberty dies with thunderous applause, the whole rise of the empire. But George was smart enough to not beat us over the head with it.
Yeah. At least in the original movies, he didn't beat us over. He got a little more heavy handed by the time Revenge of the Sith came out.
Although you do wonder though, all right, you know, you go down that path and you think about it further. If those movies had come out in a time where we are now of social networking, those themes would have absolutely been played upon. Like, if Revenge of the Sith came out today, there would be article after article written on both sides of the aisle, right. You know, pro and against it, how, oh, George went woke with his movie and all that. Yeah. So I think it was actually more indicative of the fact that we just didn't have the ability to spread the stupid the way that we do now.
Speaking of that, 651-989-5855 is the phone number if you want to join us in spreading stupid throughout the morning.
Coming up, Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty, is going to join us. Got a number of things we'll talk about with him, including Kamala Harris and Michelle Obama landed on a poll for Democrats. We'll tell you in what way. Plus, a feud erupted between Cruz responding to Anthony Fauci. We'll get into the details of that coming up with Andrew Langer next.